Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. We're talking Troy Trojan football with the head coach, Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant. Want to thank Troy Booster Club and Napa Auto Parts as well. The Trojans, a big win on the road at Pleasant Ridge last week, 52-6. So, coach, back-to-back wins since that OT loss to Republic County in week one. I guess specifically last week against the Rams, what'd you like from your team?
Yeah, I liked us on defense. Great defensive performance. Only gave up like 69 yards total. And after halftime, which the clock ran a little bit in the fourth quarter, after halftime they had minus 4 yards. So great, great performance by our defense. Really good prep for them that week. They knew a lot about the Pleasant Ridge offense and actually threw it around, threw it 19 times. So did a good job there. They ran the ball 13 times, so they probably got a little bit out of what they wanted to do, but we were so good against their run. They started throwing it around. We got them into third and longs, and that's what we wanted to do. And so great performance by our defense and the coaches there. Offensively, we threw the ball a bunch again and had 14 carries for 87 yards, so average over 6 yards a carry. That's something we want to do. And threw for over 318. So over 400 yards of offense. So definitely no complaints there. And Pleasant Ridge's defense did a lot of stuff to us that we weren't ready for just by alignment and by blitzes. So I thought our O-line did a pretty good job of adjusting on the fly as the game was going on. So a great performance overall, a great win down at Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, just right out the gate, 22 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, 16 more in the third. You talk about your defense. Pleasant Ridge had 13 rushing attempts for just 1 yard. They had a majority of their offense through the air, but I just feel like that's hard to do. I feel like just at one point a running back's going to find a hole and trip and maybe fall for 3 yards and, at least have a couple. So I think that says a lot about your defense and what you guys were able to do. You got the rushing attack going a little bit. You've been preaching that for a couple weeks now, at least in terms of the yards per carry. But the passing attack, again, 318 yards, as you mentioned. Caston Jasper for 6 touchdowns. Just the growth and kind of the connection you're seeing between him and these receivers, Hunter Engeman, Caden Rosenberger, Colt Jensen, big games for those guys across the board. Just that combination of Caston and those receivers and the growth you're seeing in that regard.
Yeah, those guys have been playing football together for a long time, ever since they were little kids, and just a nice connection. Caden Rosenberger, you mentioned, had a big game, 11 catches for 167 yards. I did want to mention him. He's not really an explosive, like, fast, quick player, but just reliable, just steady hands, kind of like a running back after he catches it, kind of hard to tackle. He broke a couple single tackles the other day after he caught it, so great performance there. And Hunter and Colt, two more great weapons for us. And defensive mentions, probably Tucker Jarrett, after we kind of challenged him at halftime. Boy, he set the tone, came out right out and tackled a running back for a 5-yard loss and then sprinted out in the flat on a swing pass and held them to no gain too. So really set the tone for our defense the second half. But a great job by all those guys, and all those guys up front that I don't mention every week are doing a pretty good job right now too.
Talking with Troy football coach Derek Jasper. District play starts this week. They'll be at home against Horton. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Derek Jasper, Troy football coach. It is brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Thanks again to all of our sponsors who make the locker room chats possible each and every week. This team right now for Troy, 2-1, back-to-back wins in league play. And now, coach, we set our sights on the district opener. And obviously, District 4, very tough, challenging. We know this. Centralia, Riverside taking part alongside you guys, Moore Hill, D-West, and Horton. So just kind of before we dive into the matchup specifically this week, your overall thoughts on what this district is going to bring here in 2025?
I thought it was the toughest district in Class 1A last year, and my feelings haven't changed on that. Riverside, bringing everybody back, had a great game against Jackson Heights, just didn't get that win out there. And Centralia played a tough mid-buck team from Missouri and lost that one. But those two teams are, state-ranked teams, probably top five, top six teams in our classification. And then you throw in like a rival like D-West, and, we've had a long-standing tradition of playing Horton. And then a Mar Hill team that has a couple of players that are certainly all-league, all-state caliber players. So, again, I think it's the best district in Class 1A, and I don't think there's much argument about that just as far as from top to bottom. The you know, the level of play by all those teams. So excited to get going. Every game counts now. Even like the points start to matter, you know,
right.
If there's tiebreakers, you know, you get those points and that thing can become a factor, and it's all for our final goal of seeding in that bracket. And that's very important. You know, last year we finished third in this district and we went on the road for our first playoff game at Jayhawk Lynn, got a win. And then we had to go to Jackson Heights in week 10. And our goal all along is to get past week 10. And we certainly don't want to be going to Jackson Heights again. So it'd be great to finish in the top two, but man, that'd be quite an accomplishment to get in the top two of this district because it is so tough.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's talk about the matchup Friday at home against Horton. You know, it's been kind of a tough start for them. You know, they had a new coach. You know, that change was pretty late in the cycle. So it's, you know, getting a lot of these kids up to speed. I know the numbers are down a little bit, but, you know, when you watch them on film, you see some promise there. You see some good athletes, and you see an opportunity there for Horton to continue to get better. I guess right now, as it stands, what do you see from this Horton team and kind of the challenges they can present?
Yeah, a power running team. I don't think they're going to throw the ball a whole lot, and we've been wanting this. We've been wanting to see how we can stand up to a huge offensive line and two or three running backs that they have that run it extremely hard and hard to be able to bring down, you know, with just one guy. So we've been kind of waiting on this. You know, they're going to try to control the clock and keep our offense off the field, and they do look better on film and then, you know, you would expect from an 0-3 team. And I know they haven't scored yet, but they have had some good drives, and they've had some good drives defensively. And we really like the Chartier kid, number one for them. He's a hard-nosed player that could play for anybody around. And of course they have some great size on the line and a couple other great kids too back there. So a long-standing tradition that we have with Horton, not really a rivalry, so to say, but now that we're back and they've been in our district and we're in the same classification, it's fun to play those guys again.
Yeah, and it's also worth noting, you know, the last couple of weeks they have played arguably right now the top two teams in the league, with Jackson Heights last week and then Jefferson County North the week prior. So again, they're trying to build some things up. I guess when you look at it from your standpoint, your coaching staff, your players, keys and expectations for a victory on Friday night.
Oh, I'm glad you asked this question this week, because we've got to do something about our penalties. I think we might have had 14 penalties down at Pea Ridge, and you know, some of those were phantom holdings that I didn't see on film, but hey, they're getting called. You got to adjust to that and get rid of the penalties, especially the 5-yarders, the offsides and the false starts. Got to do better there. Certainly we can't have any unsportsmanlike penalties. We had one or two of those the other night. That's not who we are, not who we want to be. So, and eliminate the penalties. That's going to be key when we get into huge games. It's going to be key this Friday. Let's get rid of those penalties. We cannot pick up 2nd and 25s against good football teams. We cannot pick up 3rd and 15. We don't want to be in 1st and 30. We got to get out of those situations. We got to do something about the penalties, and we'll start punishing those things in practice like we did this week, every week, and maybe that'll straighten things up.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach. Appreciate the sponsors once again. Trojans off the big win against Pleasant Ridge. District play starts this Friday night, week 4. Trojans at home against Horton. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. And go Chiefs. Tell Jake not to wear that stupid Ravens jersey this week.
Yeah, he knows better than that, right?
Right.
All right, see you, Coach.
We'll see ya.